The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, gracious Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit renews the church in every age. Pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep them steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort them in times of trial. Defend them against all enemies of the gospel. And bestow on the church your saving peace through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Please be seated. We'll start the liturgy of the word with words from our newly confirmed members. And Daniel, if you'd like to start.
Hello, congregation. I'm Daniel Lane, and I will be sharing my faith statement with you all today. My life of faith started 11 years ago when I was 3 years old. I was baptized here in this church, and I have many memories of myself arriving here at St. Peter's on Sunday mornings. I attended Sunday school when I was a little guy, youth group when I became a big teenager, and finally confirmation camp in class now. On Christmas Eve, my mom, Ellen, my dad, Patrick, my brother, Connor, and I would all come to the Christmas night service. Singing the song Silent Night with a candle in my hand at the Christmas service will always be an important memory in my life. Last summer, I went to confirmation camp with the rest of the confirmation students and my youth group leader, Carrie. At Camp Ulidua, our confirmation class did many different activities strengthening our faith. Towards the end of the camp week, all of the cabins went on a Christ hike where we saw camp staff reenacting important events in Jesus' life. Seeing the forgiveness Jesus had for all those who sinned against him up close really made a large impact on me. I'm a ninth grader at University City High School, and at school, being a Christian has made a difference. Christian values like loyalty and persistence have helped me on the football team. By attending all practices and team meetings, I am staying loyal and being a good teammate for my team. My Bible verse for confirmation is Romans 16:19. My verse is, be excellent at what is good, be innocent of evil, for the God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. And at confirmation camp, we learned this song at the beginning, and we learned it in a song, and I was in the back not singing and being all shy because I didn't know anyone. And at the end of the camp week, I was the one screaming and singing this song with pride. And what this teaches me is that I can be proud of being a Christian and scream out my faith and be proud of it. Holy Communion is Jesus' life in us, his flesh given out to us. Every Sunday when I go up to the altar to receive communion, it is like Jesus saying to me, take this body and blood because I love you, and it is great to be loved by Jesus. Communion is definitely one of the most moving parts of the church service to me. When communion takes place, I truly feel one with Jesus. My brother Connor has gone through confirmation, and it has been fun relating topics that both of us have learned in class. His class didn't have another church to work with like we did with Christ Lutheran, so he never got to relate to other Lutheran students from another church like I did. I see myself as an active Lutheran churchgoer. While it's difficult to wake up on Sunday mornings, it is worthwhile and helps me through the upcoming week. I hope to be a good member of this congregation once I get confirmed. Thank you.
Everyone has heard about your obedience, so I am full of joy over you. But I want you to be wise about what is good and innocent about what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. This is from the book of Romans, chapter 16, verse 19. It means to know what is good and to do what is good, and to know what is evil and abstain from evil doing. I heard this verse on my first day at confirmation camp. It was in a song, and it was a very fast-paced song. And so we had to, all of the girls there had to sleep outside one night, but we had to wake up at 3 and come back to camp. And we tried to wake up, but it didn't work. So we sang the song as loud as we could to help us wake up, but it didn't work. But it did wake everyone else up that was in their cabins. So we felt good about that. Since then, it has become my theme for confirmation camp and sometimes in my life. I am a freshman at Point Loma High School. At school, I have to make decisions about what is right and what is wrong. Not everyone at my school is good. They make the wrong decisions on a daily basis and persuade others to do the same. Being a Christian, I know which questions to say yes to and when to walk away. I was baptized here when I was a baby. This shows me that my parents wanted me to have a good foundation, and this was the place to begin my life as a Christian. When I was young, I would go to Sunday school with my parents. My parents were at the service, I thought of it more as escaping the long talks about things I didn't yet understand. At Sunday school, we made crafts about that Sunday's lessons, or Bible stories. As I aged, the long talks began to make more sense, and I stayed to hear them from time to time. As time went on, I went to Sunday school less and less to stay and listen to the grown-ups talking, a different topic each week. Communion, to me, is about washing away the bad and Jesus giving me the strength to continue and do well. It is also about becoming one with the community of the church and being closer to God because of that. I have been sharing in communion for as long as I can remember, and I still look forward to it. There are many people who have walked with me on my faith journey. Hopefully many of them will continue to walk with me for the years to come. In sixth grade, I began to attend Friday Night Youth Group, aka SPY. Jeremy was our youth pastor, and after running around and playing various games, and then eating a lot of candy, we would have Bible study. He taught me that the Bible is a collection of stories put into books about God. He also helped teach confirmation for the first few weeks. After he left, Carrie took his place. She took up where he left off and continued our education in the ways of the Bible. Both of them, added together, have taught me more about the Bible and Christianity than anyone else, and what it means to be a Christian altogether. That's it.
A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Let us pray Psalm 46 responsively. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea.
Though its waters rage and foam, and though the mountains tremble at its tumult.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of her. She shall not be overthrown. God shall help her at the break of day.
The nations make much ado, and the kingdoms are shaken. God has spoken, and the earth shall melt away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now and look upon the works of the Lord. What awesome things he has done on earth.
It is he who makes war to cease in all the world. He breaks the bow and scatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still then and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by his grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are the descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin.
The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So, if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. The Gospel of the Lord. And since we already had our preaching today, please remain standing for the hymn of the day.